Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 15, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Chase survey reveals growing dependence on mobile banking. A recent survey conducted by Chase has revealed that 62% of consumers consider their mobile banking app indispensable, with 78% utilizing it on a weekly basis. Carbon acquires Vela Finance. Nigeria-based Carbon has completed the acquisition of fintech Vela Finance through its parent company One Credit Limited. Mint partners with Visa. Fintech company Mint has announced a strategic partnership with Visa, aiming to increase access to its embedded card solution for small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs. MasterCard expands agreement with Bank of Punjab. Global card issuer MasterCard has announced it expands its partnership with Bank of Punjab to cover the commercial segment and redefine payments for Pakistan's SMEs, freelancers, and gig workers. Yerone acquires Infinitium. US-based financial technology solutions and payments provider Yerone has announced its acquisition of Infinitium, a Singapore-based digital payments company. Idenfi partners with Bluemonks. Lithuania-based regtech company Idenfi has entered a collaboration with Bluemonks to improve security standards in response to the current increase in financial fraud. U.S. Treasury wants to extend AML rules to investment advisors. The U.S. Treasury Department has proposed a new set of regulations to extend some pieces of AML rules that apply to banks to some investment advisors. Viva Wallet acquisition turns sour for JP Morgan as lawsuits filed. Lawsuits are flying between JP Morgan and Viva Wallet, the European cross-border payments platform in which the U.S. bank acquired a 49% stake last year. European banks are challenging the challengers. New research from Economist Impact supported by Temenos finds that European banks are fighting back against competition from platform players, neobanks and payment providers. ECB will only use European suppliers for digital euro build. The European Central Bank has been explaining to MEPs its decision to search for possible providers to develop a digital euro platform and infrastructure. Colombian payment startup Bold raises $50 million. Colombian payments fintech Bold has raised $50 million in a Series C funding round led by General Atlantic. Episode 6 selected to join MasterCard Engage program for installments in Europe. Building upon its initial enrollment in the MasterCard Engage program, Episode 6, E6, a leading global provider of enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure, announced it has been selected to join the MasterCard Engage program for its installment solution in Europe. SoftPay adds Dankort to payment wallet options. SoftPay tap-to-phone solution now supports Dankort in the iOS wallet. ITCARD selects Auriga to provide single multi-vendor ATM software platform. Auriga, a global software provider for the omnichannel banking and payments industry, today announced ITCARD, the Polish leader in processing ATM and electronic payment transactions for banks and financial institutions, as a new partner for its multi-vendor ATM management solution. Virto chooses Resistant AI to improve document verification process for cross-border payments. Resistant AI, the AI and machine learning-powered financial crime prevention specialists, today announces that Virto, the cross-border payment platform for emerging economies, has selected its document forensics to significantly enhance its document verification process, reduce application review times, and enable further expansion into new markets. Teller selects FILS to measure merchant emissions. FILS, a groundbreaking ESG-focused digital infrastructure fintech, has achieved another milestone in its mission to help more businesses measure and mitigate their environmental impact with a strategic partnership with Teller, the award-winning online payment gateway. Tonic joins forces with Zendit. Tonic Digital Bank, Tonic, announces its newest strategic collaboration with prominent Southeast Asian payment gateway, Zendit. Worex chooses Corelytics ClauseMatch policy management platform to bolster its compliance framework. Worex, a leading player in payments, has announced its strategic deal with Corelytics, a market leader in intelligent content solutions including regulatory monitoring and regulatory change management. NMI launches embedded payments tech. NMI, a global leader in embedded payments, unveils NMI Payments, the comprehensive embedded payment solution for software companies, independent sales organizations, ISOs, and payment professionals. FCA requests data from financial advisors over ongoing services and consumer duty obligations. The FCA is today writing to a number of financial advisor firms requesting information about their delivery of ongoing services, for which their clients continue to be charged after advice has been given. Identfi unites with Blue Monk's DO Enhanced Identity Verification. Identfi, a Lithuania-based RegTech company best known for its identity verification solutions, has announced a new partnership with Blue Monk's, a Dutch anti-financial crime boutique specializing in end-to-end compliance solutions. Dave joins the American Fintech Council. U.S.-based neobank Dave has announced that it joined the American Fintech Council, AFC, the association representing fintech companies and banks. Radial partners PayByBank for UK e-commerce. Radial, a company specializing in e-commerce solutions, has announced a collaboration with PayByBank, a payment solution developed by Link Financial Technologies. Bold raises $50 million in Series C funding. Colombia-based financial technology company Bold has raised $50 million in a Series C funding round led by General Atlantic. PayU partners with NPCI. India-based online payment solution company PayU has partnered with the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI. FILS, Teller partner to drive sustainability in payments. Digital infrastructure fintech, FILS, has announced a new strategic partnership with online payment gateway, Teller, to further drive sustainability in finance and payments. Ripple announces to acquire Standard Custody and Trust Company. U.S.-based crypto solutions company Ripple has agreed to acquire Standard Custody and Trust Company, an enterprise-grade regulated platform for digital assets. Nacha reports strong growth in same-day ACH. Led by strong growth in same-day ACH and business-to-business, B2B, payments, the ACH network securely handled 31.5 billion payments valued at $80.1 trillion in 2023. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.